Vidura, Uddhav Maitreya Milan, from third canto. After hearing the description of the universe, Shonak Rishi asked Suta Goswami to explain how is it that Vidura left the palace and later received instructions from Maitreya Muni. Suta Goswami then explained these topics to all the sages gathered at Naimisharanya, telling them exactly what he had previously heard from Shukadeva Goswami in his narration to Parikshit. Suta Goswami said, after the Pandavas returned from exile, Dhritarashtra invited Vidura for consultation. Vidura told Dhritarashtra, my brother, you should return the rightful share of the kingdom to Maharaj Yudhisthira. On account of your offense, he has suffered greatly. Aren't you afraid of the vengeful Bhima and Krishna, who is the very family member of the Pandavas? You are maintaining your son, who is offense personified. And because your son is envious of Krishna, you yourself have become devoid of all good qualities. Relieve yourself of this misfortune immediately, and thus benefit your dynasty. While Vidura spoke these words to Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan was there in that assembly, along with his younger brothers Karna and his uncle Shakuni. Duryodhan became extremely angry and his lips were quivering. He replied, who asked this son of a kept mistress to come here? He's so crooked that he spies on those under whose protection he grew up, so that he can favor the enemy. Throw him out of the palace at once, leaving him only his breath. These arrow-like words pierced the heart of Vidura. Vidura considered all of this a play of Maya. It is simply Krishna's way of detaching him from the intrigues of palace life. Vidura was never attracted to the royal opulence of his brother Dhritarashtra. At any moment, he was always prepared to leave home and dedicate himself to Vishnu Bhakti. Now the golden opportunity had arrived. So Vidura appreciated how the supreme energy of the Lord was helping him. Therefore, he was not unhappy or sorry over these harsh words of Duryodhan. Within his heart, he thanked Duryodhan. Vidura, although a Kshatriya, he placed his bow by the door of the palace and then immediately embarked on a pilgrim's journey home. Rather than going directly to Dwarka to meet his Lord Krishna, Vidura, out of his own humility, considered that he required some prior purification after the contamination of the bad association of Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra. Vidura knew that one cannot perform ananya bhakti to Lord Krishna unless he's freed from sins. Yesham twantakatam papam jananam punyakaramanam. Humbly, Vidura thought, I am not fit to associate with Lord Krishna. Therefore, he decided to go on yatra, tirtha yatra, and thus become purified and then qualified to go near the Lord. Fixing his mind on his worship of Lord Sri Krishna, he visited many holy tirthas like Ayodhya, Dwarka, and Mathura. Dressed as a beggar, without caring for his physical body, no one could recognize him, not even his relatives. He was incognito. The Kshatriya was now disguised with a beard and ragged clothes like a wandering mendicant or sadhu. At Prabhasa's Kshetra in Dwarka, outside of Dwarka, Vidura heard about the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. So then he went westward, following the banks of Mother Saraswati. While doing so, he passed through Saurashtra, Sauvirya, Matsya, Kuru jungle. Finally, Vidura came to the river Yamuna, where he met Uddhav, Krishna's constant companion, the former student of Brihaspati, and the cousin of Lord Krishna. Vidura embraced Uddhava with great affection, then asked for the news about Krishna, Balaram, and the Yadavas, Pandavas, and Kunti Devi. He didn't bother to ask about the welfare of Dhritarashtra, because he knew such a personality was on his way to hell. Vidura already knew the Yadus were no longer here. But this put him in shock, so he wanted to hear it again repeated by Uddhav. And Vidura wanted to hear the glories of Krishna, who appeared for the welfare and education of everyone. Meanwhile, Uddhav absorbed himself in remembering Krishna and became overcome with love and separation and could not immediately reply because his voice became choked up. Uddhav entered deeper states of ecstasy in his Krishna Smaran, and all sattvic vikars appeared in his body. Seeing this, Vidura could immediately understand that Uddhava was a premi bhakta. From the age of 5, Uddhava was so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that he wouldn't even come for breakfast when his mother called him. He spent his entire childhood performing murti puja of Krishna. He had what children often have. He had dolls of Krishna, and he would feed those dolls and dress them and worship them. This is the characteristic of a Nityasthira devotee. A Nityaparishad, when he appears in this world, from his very birth, he begins the worship of his Ishtadev. As our Srila Prabhupada, immediately from a young age he was worshipping Radha Govinda and Lord Jagannath. Reeling in his ecstasy for some time, Uddhava returned to external consciousness and replied to Vidura in a very pleasing manner. Lord Krishna, the sun of this world has set. What else can be said about our welfare? The universe is filled with misfortune. But even more unfortunate were the Yadus, because they did not understand that Krishna is God. Uddhava was lamenting that the Yadavas They understood that Krishna was the Paramatma who had incarnated in their family. But they did not think that he was Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead. Uddhava continued, all of the demigods assembled to see Maharaj Yudhisthira's Rajasuya sacrifice. And after seeing the beautiful bodily features of Krishna, they thought that he was the most beautiful creation of Brahma. When I think of how, because of fear of Kamsa, Krishna had been taken from Mathura to live incognito in Braj, and how later, when Jarasandha attacked, Krishna fearfully fled from Mathura to establish his kingdom in Dwarka. Although that same Krishna is unlimitedly powerful, these pastimes of the Lord bewilder my mind and cause me distress. Actually, Uddhava was not distressed by Krishna's Nara-lila, but he was distressed due to the viraha-bhav, the intense pangs of separation he felt from his beloved Lord Sri Krishna. Vidura, listen. Krishna begged pardon from his parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, for his inability to serve them while he was 11 years in Braj with Nanda and Yashoda. This behavior of the Lord pains my heart. You saw yourself. Shishupal attained Yoga Siddhi, Brahma Sayuja, by merging into the Brahma Jyoti, although he hated Krishna. Who can tolerate separation from Krishna? And Kurukshetra, Vidura, anyone who saw Krishna's beautiful lotus face became purified. And achieved the abode of the Lord in the spiritual sky. Krishna used to stand before King Ugrasen and submit his explanations to him. Because Krishna was accepting him as the ruler of Mathura and Dwarka. He would say, my Lord Ugrasen, please let it be known to you Vidura, how could I take shelter of one more merciful than he who awarded Putana the position of a mother, although she came to him to poison him and kill him? I consider the demons to be more fortunate than devotees, because while fighting with Krishna, they saw him riding on the shoulders of Garuda. And died while absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Of course, demons are never equal to devotees. This is the commentary. But Uddhava was overwhelmed by pangs of separation. And he was thinking that since he himself would not have that great fortune of seeing the Lord face to face when he's leaving his body, because he was carrying on in the material world, he was in one sense seeing the demons as more fortunate than him, because they could see the Lord. And the demons already now in the spiritual sky, whereas Uddhava was still remaining separated from the Lord on this mortal world. Uddhava narrated Krishna Lila in Vrindavan and then his pastimes out of Vrindavan. While Maharaj Yudhisthira was ruling the earth, Krishna was ruling from Dwarka as a subordinate king to the sovereignty of King Ugrasen, which Krishna arranged. Krishna appeared to be engaged in household life for many years, surrounded by his queens and children in the opulent palaces of Dwarka. But at last, at the later part of his life, Krishna manifested complete detachment from any association with his wives. Towards the end of his manifest lila, Prakat lila, Krishna told Uddhava to go to Badrik Ashram. Knowing the future and all the untoward events, Krishna wanted Uddhava to be in the association of the great devotees, incarnation of the Lord, devotees Nara Narayan Rishi. And in this way, he could avoid the distress of Krishna's, however, unable to bear separation from his master. Uddhava actually followed Krishna to Prabhasa Kshetra. And he saw the Lord sitting with his back against a trunk of a baby banyan tree. The symbology of that banyan tree is significant. It was a baby banyan tree because this shows that this particular universe, of which there are millions of unlimited universes, this universe that you and I are in is the youngest and smallest of all the universes. And Krishna, leaning with his back against that baby banyan tree, indicates that this material manifestation is the backside of Krishna. It is external to Krishna. Sri Krishna's body was blackish blue and beautiful. Peaceful eyes, reddish with intense anurag for Radharani, like the rising sun, Aruna Aksha. He was displaying four arms with conch, club, lotus and disc, yellow silk garments. His right lotus foot was resting upon his left thigh. He was cheerful, alone and free from the woes and cares of household life. Coming before the Lord, Uddhava bowed down respectfully. And at the same time, Maitreya Rishi also appeared there. Smilingly glancing at Uddhava, Krishna spoke in a very pleasing manner. The Gyan Mishra Bhakti Maitreya sat by, listening attentively. Lord Krishna said, Uddhava, long ago, you were previously one of the eight Vasus, and you desired my association. Although this benediction is very difficult to obtain for others, I gave it to you. You should know that you have attained my complete favor. This is your last birth in the material world. You are visiting me in this secluded place at Prabhasakshetra. It is a great boon for you. Very soon you will be able to return to my abode in Vaikuntha. Uddhava replied, O my Lord, devotees who serve your lotus feet can attain anything in this world. But I am serving you with love without any other aspiration. Although you have unlimited knowledge and do not need to take anyone's advice on anything, still you would act as if confused and ask for my consultation. You're bewildering me by this. Please explain knowledge about yourself so I will become enlightened. That same knowledge that millions of years ago you had imparted to Brahma. Uddhava then said to Vidura, this is a story within a story. Vidura met Uddhava on the banks of Yamuna during his pilgrimage, and then Uddhava momentarily went into a remembrance of his last meeting with the Lord. Now Uddhava is back at the Yamuna alone with Vidura, who has asked him to tell him. Vidura, Sri Krishna instructed me for a long time. And that, of course, is the contents of the 11th canto, known as Uddhava Gita. Afterwards, I did parikrama of the Lord, and now I have come on this yatra, Tirtha Yatra, and arrived at the Yamuna, where we are meeting. In separation from my Lord Krishna, my mind is very disturbed. I'm practically mad in separation from my Lord. Just to mitigate my distress, I am traveling to Bhadrik Ashram, as the Lord previously advised me to do. Uddhava narrated to Vidura that all of Vidura's friends and relatives were annihilated at Kurukshetra. Vidura somehow pacified his bereaved mind with his transcendental knowledge. Then as Uddhava was about to depart, Vidura begged him to describe that knowledge that he had received from Lord Krishna, the Uddhava Gita. But Uddhava declined because he was much younger than Vidura, and it would be an offense for a younger to instruct an elder. So therefore, Uddhava advised Vidura to meet with Maitreya Muni, who was also sitting there hearing the Uddhava Gita in Prabhasakshetra when Krishna spoke it. After Lord Krishna left this world with his associates, only Uddhava stayed back. Why? Because Krishna considered him the topmost devotee, and he had the responsibility to spread confidential knowledge, Bhagavat Tattva Vigyan. This was his service. Uddhava had received very secret knowledge about the departure of the Lord that he was carrying in his heart to Bhadrik Ashram to deliver to Naranarayan Rishi and the others, sages. That night, Uddhava revealed some of these instructions And Vidura began to cry in ecstatic love, realizing that even at the time of his departure from this world, the Lord was remembering him. Because Uddhava explained this. The next morning, Uddhava took leave from Vidura and continued his yatra to Bhadarika Ashram to meet Narayan Rishi. Vidura stayed a few more days on the banks of the beautiful Kalindi River, and then he traveled along the Ganga to Haridwar, and there he met the great sage, Maitreya Muni.